can have an interview, but I would like my name to be anonymous. Yes, I'm part of hunger strike. I'm eating nothing. I'm just drinking water. And when I lose, I feel like I've got no energy, then I drink sugar water and glucosate. We're complaining because they are holding people more than they should. Like myself, I'm a victim of torture, and I come from Zimbabwe. And if you are a victim of torture and you have evidence, they're not supposed to be keeping you in detention.
And they're being detained contrary to international law, which govern who should be in detention, who should not. So, for example, we have women who are rape survivors who've come and fled and have often been raped in prisons in the countries they've left behind. And they end up in a place like Yarswood. And they can be there for months and months without any legal representation. If they don't have English, without any translation to explain what is going on in the process. And in fact, they can also be turned around very, very quickly from the day they come in, because there's a fast-track process whereby women's cases can be decided in 10 days.
I'm one of the women who were locked up in the corridor when we were on hunger strike on Monday the 8th. We were told immigration was going to address us because we wanted them to attend to our grievances. And then we were told wait there for immigration to talk to us. And then someone, one officer said the immigration is right there and directed us towards the corridor. But nobody came. And the manager by the name of Viv locked us there. We were locked up in that place since shortly before 12 up to quarter past 7 when we came out. And the treatment was so bad. There was no ventilation. People were collapsing. We had to change our sanitary pads there on the floor. We had to wee on the floor. It was disgusting, and we had no water, nothing. 5 ladies collapsed, and one had asthmatic attack, and one lady has got a sickle cell problem, and a friend of mine is diabetic. We didn't even think of trying the windows because we know they have an alarm and they are locked. And at the end, when people were collapsing, some ladies decided to check if the windows were really locked. It was maybe after 3 hours. And then fortunately, one of the windows wasn't locked and managed to open the window. Some ladies escaped through the window to get fresh air outside. They stood there outside. When the officers realized, they came there with some shields, those ones which are used when people are protesting. They came and they ran into the windows in order to stop the people from coming out, and some women got injured when they came running with those shields. One lady lost the whole nail came off, and the other lady was beaten by the officers with that shield, and they saw the blood coming out from the ear. We didn't break anything. We didn't do any violence. We were there singing gospel music, praying. And then we saw a helicopter. We don't know if it was for news or what, because we were trying all sorts of help. We were phoning even the police, but they didn't respond. We phoned even the ambulance services. They didn't come. And when the officers saw the helicopter, they took their high visibility, those orange jackets, windbreaker jackets, and they pushed the other detainees down on the floor, and they blocked them with those jackets so they cannot be seen. We are not criminals. We came here to seek protection, but the way they are treating us is worse. It reminds us of our past.
The government has built in legislation and rules and the regulations which have made this possible, against the United Nations conventions that are meant to protect victims of torture. because it is quite clear that what they have introduced is a process to remove people, not to give protection and safety to people. There are over 20 women who are still sticking fast to the hunger strike, and of course that's a great concern.
As for me, I will never eat again. If this is the way detention is supposed to be run here, I'm the one who will be the first to come out with the coffin.